I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I wonder if I would sit down and begin to write what I consider is the gospel. What would be the center? What would be the attraction? What would be the very beginning to the end or in between? What is the gospel? First of all, I could sum it up in this: it's Christ. It is the gospel. Yet I know that in the Word of God, it's called the glorious gospel, the everlasting gospel. We're begotten by the gospel. We're kept by the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation. Amen. I don't know about you, but there was a price that it cost God to get the gospel to you and me. 2,000 years ago, that gospel came to the earth. Do you hear it? Do you hear that? There was great prophets that would that they would prophesy concerning him a coming. Do you hear me? And it's something that even there, when Zechariah, he's in the temple and that, and he's ministering in the house of God, and isn't it something that even the angels brought the gospel? Do you hear that? Isn't it something that the angels, that they just fly the everlasting gospel, and holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And so when I think of the gospel, it tells me it is the power of God unto salvation. Amen. I'm not ashamed of it, church. I said I'm not ashamed of it. 2,000 years ago, he paid the price that you and I could have eternal life. I know this. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. What am I saying there? To hear the gospel is a price you cannot put on it. Do you hear me? It's so wonderful to hear when men of God would walk up and say, "Silver and gold I have none, but such as I have." It was always centered upon Christ, that glorious gospel that you and I can have in 66 books. Do you hear me? I don't fool with it. I don't try to add to it. I don't try to. It's not a maybe gospel. It's not just a feel-good gospel. It is the power of Christ unto salvation. Do you hear me? The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. God help me. It's not another gospel, brother. It is the gospel, and it's forevermore settled in heaven. Do you hear me? Thank God I can hear the gospel by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It's the gospel that God would send into this world to a lost people. First the Jews, then comes to the Gentiles. Do you hear me? I can tell you, I still believe, not to add to it, not to take away from it, but be a doer of what it says. But how much do we spend in the gospel? You know, I'm not begotten by entertainers. I'm not begotten by fish dinners. Do you hear me? I'm not begotten by cakes and this and that. I'm begotten. God said, "Son, if you just bake all of these cakes, you do this, have all of this entertainment, you'll grow there." No, I won't. I will grow by faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. I'm not interested in storytelling. I'm interested in the power of God, the holiness of God, the Word of God. I don't want to add, I don't want to take away, but I must live the gospel according to the Word of God. Yeah. It's not a sermonette. I'm not interested in a sermonette. It's the power of Christ. It's the power of Christ. When you look at Christ, He is the gospel. Not another gospel, but is the gospel. Do you hear me? God help us. I read in this book here, from Genesis to Revelation, but how much is that gospel affecting my life? How much is it? How much is it? How much? What is revival? Revival is not as much as for as seeing a sinner get saved, and yet it is. It's to revive the body of Christ, the church. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
God help us. We can be 10 virgins, but 5 of us, but all of us are foolish. All of us are fooling around, but the other 5 can't help the other 5. That's a problem, and I can tell you, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. Not by the flesh, but by the Spirit. By the Spirit. Everything we do, we can get some of the best singers from all over the world. We can get the best eloquent preachers, but it's still by the anointing of the Holy Ghost that the power of God is preached and preached in holiness. Do you hear me? Why does the devil attack this? Because it is the Word of God. Go back with me 2,000 years ago. Isn't it something that the devil was trying to kill Christ?
Yeah.
Even before he was born.
Right.
Amen. God help me. The God of this world has blinded the minds. Yeah. Totally blind. People out there that's not born again, they're blinded by the God of this world.
Amen.
And the only hope there is the glorious gospel to shine into their lives, to open their eyes from darkness to the glorious gospel. I can tell you, you can't put a price on this, but you better live the life of it. Do you hear me? I must live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. It's not a pick and choose. We must live the gospel. And if I'm not willing to die for it, I'll never live for it.
Amen.
Do you hear
that? That's right.
Do you hear that?
Good word.
Do you hear that?
Yeah.
It has to be.
Yeah.
I found out 30 some years ago, I become a dead man.
Yeah.
Do you hear me? It's no longer I that liveth.
Thank you, Lord.
But it's Christ. I'm a heir to this gospel.
Yeah.
Paul was willing to lay his life down for this gospel.
Yeah.
God help me, do you hear me? What are you saying? Paul would lay his life down for Christ, because Paul said it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ. And the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, my Lord and my God. It's a gospel. Read it every day. Pray, oh my God, eat every bit of it. I can tell you, it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Get a hold of the God. It'll take you through this world into a kingdom we're not yet there.
Amen.
It is the gospel.
Lord.
It is the gospel.
Yes.
I must believe it. It's not an opinion. It's not an opinion gospel. It is the gospel. It is the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost. It's inseparable. Do you hear that? It's inseparable. What shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus? What do we love? We love the gospel because the gospel is Christ, the Son of God. It is the Word. The Word became flesh and dwelled among us.
Amen.
You hear that? It has to be. Lord God, help us. We go to church and we hear 15 minutes. We can't wait to get out.
Oh, Lord. Amen.
And we say, if you don't love that gospel, God is my witness this night, you don't love Christ.
Amen. Amen.
If all you want is a little dab of do you, then you don't want the whole Christ.
That's right. Amen.
I want all of Him. He said, take and eat. Eat it all. Eat it all. If you're hungry, what are you hungry for? Righteousness. Amen? Blessed are they that what?
Hunger
and thirst after what? Right. I read to you. It is the righteousness of God revealed from heaven.
Amen.
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 Amen to God. God, if anything attracts you more than this, then you're not attracted to Christ. Because he don't step in seconds.
That's right, brother. Yeah, yeah.
God help me, he won't even come in seconds with your wife.
Yeah.
He won't come in second with your husband. He won't come in second with your children. Do you hear me? Anything we put before this gospel, we're turning away from God. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not. It's not just Romans. It's Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, Corinthians, 1st, 2nd. It's Lord God, Ephesians. It's Lord God, Timothy, 1st. It's Genesis. It's Revelation. Oh my God, it's Jude. Oh my God, I can tell you right now, God help us, it is the gospel, and it costs God to get it to us.
Yeah. Yeah.
He died for this gospel.
Yes, he did.
Amen. He is that gospel. I want it. I need it.
Yeah.
And the devil's doing everything he can to hide it.
Amen. Amen.
Everything to get it out of the church.
Yeah.
Do you hear that? To put something else there. To put this there. To put that. And we say, well, it's all about Jesus. If it's not the gospel most of all, it's not about Jesus.
Amen. That's right.
Help me, Lord, tonight. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Hear me. How much do we read it? Look. Do you know men gave their lives to get this to you and me?
Yeah, I did.
Amen. Most of those apostles died.
That's right.
Yes, they did.
They didn't die for some religion. They died for the gospel.
Amen.
Men hazarded their lives for that. They did not count their lives as something of some value, because they said it's no longer you and me, but it's Christ. It's all about him. It's centered on him. When the Holy Ghost came in that river of Jordan, I heard the Father say, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." Well, I can tell you, if Christ is in us, God is well pleased. God, do you hear me? He looks down at all of these churches. Oh, we can have that name, this name, that name, this name. But if this is not the center of it all, it's all in vain tonight. It's all nothing but a vain religion. But this word shall always be, and he is still the same 2,000 years ago. He's still the same in the days of Paul. He's still in the same in the days of Matthew. He's still the same in Jude. He's still the same upon the Alamo pulpit. He's still at the right hand of God, ever living, making intercession. My Lord, send my word, and we will be healed.
Amen.
The gospel. That's why we act upon it. When somebody's sick, we act upon what this book says.
Man.
It's not a dead matter. It's a live word of God.
Yes.
This word is alive to the born again believer. Yes. Amen. It's alive. Sometimes I know I've read it, but all of a sudden it jumps out at you.
Yeah.
It jumps out at you. You know, I could be sound asleep. Not dreaming about bacon or eggs or coffee, but all of a sudden, I could smell. He let me smell that bacon. I started waking up. Oh, let me start smelling that sweet rose of Sharon. Oh, Lord. That word, sister, enlightens my understanding.
Yeah.
That word orders my steps.
Yeah.
That word sanctifies me. That word keeps me. That word is the power that I use against the devil.
Amen.
I don't tell the devil it's what the church says. I tell the devil it is written. He hates that word. That word is sharper than any two-edged sword.
Yeah. Yeah.
That word is still alive. That word, I can tell you, that word came. The word became flesh.
Yeah.
Oh, dear God, they saw his glory.
Yeah.
Angels proclaimed his birth. Wise men went to see. Oh my God, but there were those that wanted to kill him.
Yeah.
Come on now. And I can tell you exactly what's happened in a lot of churches. They set this to the side. That's why that pulpit is in the center, because Christ must be in the center of everything we do. Yeah. My God, if it's singing, if it's praying, if it's giving, he is the center of the attraction. How do you know that? I heard God speak to in the Word of God. This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased.
Yeah.
I heard and I see John as he saw the Holy Ghost come upon him.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Somebody's got to decrease that God increases.
Amen.
Glad to have that. Become. I'm cleaned. We're cleaned by the Word of God.
Yes.
We must speak that word. We must not allow nobody. Nobody to allow us to compromise with it, to add to it or take away or try to make it better. You cannot do it. You cannot. The just shall live by faith, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. Oh yes, I've told stories. I've told things. But I can tell you, it's not that to get you to heaven. It's the Word of God.
Amen.
Oh, God. Let us go back to that river. Let us go back there. Lord, help us. Revive us again, Lord.
Revive us.
Oh, God. Let us be lively stones in the house of God.
Amen.
Oh, God. Let us, God. Let us open our mouths that you will fill it, Lord God. Oh, God. Let us lift up holy hands without wrath or doubt. Help us, God, that altar don't seem 5 miles down the road. That altar is a life that I live at. Do you hear me? Oh, God. Let me, God, wake me up 3 in the morning. Wake me up 4 in the morning. And let me talk to you. Oh, my God. What are you saying? God Almighty looks down and wants somebody to talk to. Well, thank God. He wants to talk to his church. He wants to see his Son in every one of us, because it's not you and me, but it's Christ and him crucified. My Lord and my God, when he died on that cross, he gave you and me life if we repent and accept him, not on a Sunday, but every day that we live. My Lord, he's more an attraction than our grandchildren, than grandma, grandpa, more than anything else. He must be first in our lives. He must be before all that. You don't put him to a side for no one else. Do you hear me? It can't be that. It has to be. He's a jealous God, and he'll have no other gods.
That's right.
There's only one true Almighty God.
That is right.
Rest of them's idols. But God help us, we can make people gods. We can make a golden calf gods. We can make money gods. But it all will perish. It will all perish. God, he brings us as he brought Israel out of Egypt. It's after all of the great miracles, all the signs, all the wonders. It's not long they're dancing around a golden calf. The very riches that God took from the spoil, took from Egypt, and God gave it to them. Oh, they didn't come out naked, and they came out full. Do you hear me? Oh, but it wasn't long. Oh, Moses is no longer there. Oh, my God. Give us men and women of God that call sin sin. The devil's a liar, but God is true. Oh, my God. It's not sin's not a mistake. It's sin. I've made mistakes. Do you hear me? Not purpose. But I made mistakes. But if I sin, I have an advocate with this gospel, Jesus Christ the right. Well, he's our mediator. That's the Word of God. He's our advocate. That's the Word of God. What are you saying, brother? If that's the resurrection, which it is, that's the Word of God. He is the resurrection. Speaking of bread, he is the bread of life. Oh my God. He's that blood covered between God and man. I'm telling you, it's him. This book. This book does not fall in line with no other book. This book is the Word of Almighty God.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Glory.
Yeah. It must be.
Praise the Lord.
It must be.
Yeah.
You know, I love my wife back there. But I wouldn't put up with no other man coming along. You get me jealous, you know. Amen.
Right.
And if I caught my wife looking at another man more around that bed, there's going to be some words brought out. Not cuss words, but some probably words of anger. Hello now. Amen now. Amen. Well, I'm telling you, he's a jealous God.
Yeah.
I was praying. I said, Lord, I know what I used to be, but I know what I am now.
Yeah.
I used to be a corruptible man, but now I'm a new man in Christ.
Yeah.
What used to be new things has become old things.
Amen.
And now all things become new. The newness. I said, Lord God, I said, Lord, I used to love football. I'd about kick the television out. I'd fart every coach and been the coach. Amen. Because I knew it better than they did. That's my fault. If you had a test scope, you'd listen to your heartbeat. You let me get watching football, my blood pressure goes high. I get to shakes. I was crazy. You know why? Because I was love in this world.
Yeah, that's right.
And the truth is, I didn't love God.
That's right. Yeah.
You couldn't convince me that. It's hard to convince the church.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
Do we love God? He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Mm-hmm. They're not grievous. When your walk with God becomes grievous, in reading the word or going to church, you got a problem.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Amen. Well, I got this to do. I got that to do. I got to do. I can tell you what you got to do. You better be faithful to Him in all times. Amen. Amen. You know, I'm so glad He don't treat us the way we treated Him.
Amen.
It's the truth, isn't it? Lord, help us. I'm praying it. I said, Lord, I have no problem being in a tree stand 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning waiting on a deer. Man, I mean, I love it. To go fishing. A duck loves water. I loved it. Hunting, fishing, sports. All kinds. I hungered. I thirst for it. I said, Lord, that should be turned around now. The things I used to love, I should now hate.
Yeah.
I used to love that world. Don't shout me down.
Yeah, we all did.
Amen, brother. Amen. But is it an attraction to me today?
That's right. Come on now. That's right.
If it's an attraction to you, if that TV's attraction to you, turn it off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't shout me down.
Yeah, come on.
He should be the very attraction. In that river of Jordan, you know who the attraction was. It wasn't John the Baptist.
No.
It wasn't the congregation up on the great riverbank.
No.
It wasn't them coming down and getting baptized.
No.
I tell you who it was. It was all centered upon the only begotten Son of God. Oh, and I can tell you, nobody can call Him Lord except by what? The Spirit of God. Thank God. Thank God for the precious baptism of the Holy Ghost. He endures us with power. I said power to proclaim the gospel. Power to contend earnestly for the faith of the gospel.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Man.
It is the power of God unto salvation to him that believes. It is the righteousness My righteousness, mine, is as filthy rags, but his righteousness makes you and me righteous in Christ.
Amen. That's right.
The attraction. God help me. We wonder why our children don't want no part of church. They see that we really don't want it that bad. Paul said, follow me. If I would follow that religious bunch, not only your life. Follow me as I follow Christ.
Man.
It takes the Spirit of God, the Spirit of holiness. Holiness is old fashioned.
Oh, yeah.
Prayer meetings are old fashioned.
Yeah.
God help me. How much time? I can tell you. So if we spend so much time in a week with all these other things as we would do Christ, and if that was to our wife or husband, we would start wondering. What is attracting our lives? The Lord said, draw nigh to God.
Amen.
We want him draw nigh to us, but we're not drawing nigh to him.
Come on.
Sunday morning. We give him about a 2 hour time of our life. But the rest of our life, have you ever seen such a world in overdrive? Have you ever seen such people? I mean, they butt in line. They take 80, you're going, say they were 80, 100, they go by you and wonder, and they look at you like, what's wrong with you? You a turtle? Sometimes it's good to stop by and smell the roses.
Yeah.
Do you hear me? It's like a preacher. He's passed away, but God used him greatly, 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 greatly. And he would hold tent meetings. He would hold revival. God used him greatly, greatly, greatly. As he would preach and pray for the sick and soul saved, and that he would come in soaking wet and wore out and just fall down in that bed totally drained. Totally drained. That's how it was, on and on and on. And then one night after me, whatever, he went and he fell out of bed, and the Lord said, I'm tired of this. I said, what do you mean, Lord? You're not spending time with me. What do you mean, Lord? I'm preaching. I'm praying for people. I'm doing what you told me to do in this book. I can tell you, if it's not careful, we can lose that first love that used to be a burning fire, a Holy Ghost fire shut up in our hearts.
Yeah.
Amen. So, Lord God, give me a thermometer, hot, cold, and lukewarm. Let me take it. See what where am I at? Two churches, all seven, but two. That first love. They once had that love.
Yeah.
Church of Ephesus. Do you hear me? The church, Ephesian church. They had that love. It used to be a love to come to the house of God. They took a survey. I heard it. Brother Groves, they took a survey. And in this survey, said people that claim to be born again, spirit filled, 90% of them has never won one soul to Christ. He that's wise when he's sold, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. I'll make you disciples. Every one of us must follow him. We must walk in his steps. Amen. It's scary when they said to the church, they surveyed it. 90% has never won one person to Christ. I said, oh my God, my God. Are we still the salt of the earth? Or have we become the sugar of it?
Yeah.
He said, well, how come you didn't come to church Sunday? I had a bellyache. But Monday morning, you're on that job.
That's right.
Yeah. Wednesday, why didn't you come to church? I ate something that agreed with me. Well, I saw you in Walmart. Well, I got over it. We're making excuses. Linda, you gonna go to bed tonight? Not right now. Why not? I'm watching a love story. Well, you better come out here and start loving me. Come on now. Come on. The Lord said it. You left your first love. Oh, you still hate evil. So do I, the Lord said. I haven't changed, but you changed.
Yeah.
You hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans. So do I. You tried them that said they were apostles and you found them to be liars. Yes, they're liars. They still have spiritual discernment. They just lost the love they used to have for God.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what he said? Except you repent. I'll come by someday. No. I'll come quickly.
Yeah.
And I'll remove the candlestick.
Amen.
Oh, God. And when he does that, we're in darkness.
That's right.
We're supposed to have that light in us. That glorious light.
Yes.
That the devil's doing everything he can to get it under a bed, or get it under a bushel, or get it somewhere. No, it should be set on a hill, brother, as a city, as a beacon light. Oh my God, let's be that one. I believe I saw it somewhere. What they call that, what do you call that light that for ships? Somebody, anybody been in the Navy? What is it?
Lighthouse.
A lighthouse. Thank God for the lighthouse. Well, God said you need to be that lighthouse. Do you hear me? Let your light shine. I'm not ashamed, dear God. I can tell somebody, I go to church on Sunday. Where you go down here? Talk to the president, go down there. Oh. Well, this one brother I met, he invited me to come to his church. I've been coming down here now for a month. I ain't saw him yet. Now he comes every once in a while. Yeah, he invited me to church. But since I've been here for the past 6 weeks, I ain't seen him come in. That's just how he is. Church, I'm not ashamed. You better be glad that he wasn't ashamed.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Aren't you glad that he spoke to the Father?
Thank you, Lord.
Forgive them. I can say I wasn't there. I didn't do that. Your sins did. Your sins did. I see people brag more on their grandchildren, spend more time with their grandchildren than they do with God. That grandchild can become your God.
Yeah.
You ever heard say, well, I said, boy, we can't wait till the kids get big on their own, and boy, then they, oh boy, I did, you know. Next thing, there comes the grandchildren.
Yeah.
And guess who's babysitting and watching them? Why, the sons and daughters out there drinking, running around, partying, fornicating around, and all you're doing is keep giving that one, but you're taking care. Well, I'd rather have them here than at, they're not going to be at, they take the children away from them. You say, I'm not taking care of these grandchildren while you're out here whoring around.
Yeah.
Don't shout me down. I'd be like my son come up, I don't have a daughter. My daughter come up and say, Mom, Dad, would you take care of Susie? He'd say, well, what you going to do? Well, me and my boyfriend's going, no. This ain't no baby flip for making it convenient for you out here. The devil knows how to steal,
yeah,
Some won't come to church. If the granddaughter don't go, I ain't want to go to church. Well, honey, go without me. She don't want to go. You get them clothes on. We're going to church. I'm telling you, grandchildren today will tell grandpa and grandma what to do. And then we think we can tell the devil what to do. Dear God, I'm more than a conqueror, but that granddaughter just got me. My Lord and my God, help me. And we wonder why people are not being saved. I've had to tell my children. Sometimes if they not like it, or the devil don't like the truth. Are you calling me a devil? If you're not born again and you're not a child of God, you're a child of the devil.
That's right. That's exactly right.
That's what it is, brother. I've been around, and the devil knows how to get your attention.
He does. He works.
And he's working overtime.
Amen.
My words speak, Sister Grove, the devil is not asleep. You know why? He knows he has but a short time left.
That's right.
In Matthew, Mark, Luke, one of the scriptures said the cares of this life will come upon all that dwell on the earth as a snare. And not only a snare, if you read a little bit further, it also says a trap. And you know what a trap is? Don't you think not one of us in here, the devil doesn't have a trap set for you. It may not look like a trap. Years ago in a dream, I was along a stream of water. I looked at these kind of moon was a shining. It was kind of dark. I could take. And I looked down in that water. You know how the moon shine hits that riffle water, that like reflection. And I looked down in that water. And I saw this beautiful coin down in that water. And what first thing you want to do is reach down there and grab that coin. Beautiful. As I looked down there to get it, I saw it was sitting right on top of that trap. The Lord let me see the trap where that coin was sitting on. The devil had a trap set for me. But the Spirit of God let me know where the trap was set. Brother, we're not ignorant of Satan's devices.
Amen.
If we follow Christ. Am I ashamed I look at this gospel? First of all, I look there. He sent his word and healed them. I believe that. I believe there that it's the blood is the redemption of man. I believe that. We've got some just center on one part of a gospel.
Yeah.
I don't make just one part of this the gospel. I just don't go to Revelation and make that all the gospel. I don't make one part of the gospel. I want to live by every word of the gospel.
Yeah.
I want to live. I don't want to focus on one thing. I know it's the cross. I know that. But I also know it's his death. I know it's his resurrection. I know it's the virgin birth. I know he's coming. I know that it is only one name given to man whereby we can be saved, and that name is Jesus Christ. And every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And I can tell you right now, I want to do it now. I want to bow now. I want to proclaim him now, because the day will come when we can't.
Amen.
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 I believe that.
I believe that too, Pastor. Yeah. I believe that.
It ain't too far out, man.
It's close. I know not long ago, praying about a newsletter, And I sent it out, prayed about it. The beginning of sorrow. We are in sorrow time, and we're in perilous times.
Amen.
Haters of God, blasphemers, unthankful. This nation is totally ripped to pieces. Do you hear me? This nation, I've said it, a house divided cannot stand.
Amen.
A kingdom divided shall not stand.
Amen.
But if we stand on that word of God, if we stand rooted and grounded on the word of God, I can tell you right now, abounding in the work of God, there's no devil, there's nothing can take us out of it as long as we want to stay with Christ. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God.
Amen.
I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I thought, Lord, how could it be? How could it be? I was talking to Sister Patterson coming here. It was coming here. I said, you know, Paul the Apostle. I said, you know, that man wanted to go to be with Christ.
Yeah.
He wanted to go to be with Christ.
Man.
He said, I'd rather go to be with him. But he knew there was only two ways for him to go to be with him. Die, or the Lord catch him away.
Right.
Amen. God could have took him just like he took Elijah.
Yeah, good.
He could have. Or Enoch. He could have. But Paul knew. A man that is willing to die is because he's living a life of another. He knew that, Lord, it's much for me to come and be, even though Christ was with him. I'd much rather to be absent from the body is to be in the presence of the Lord. You can cut my head off, but I'll be with the Lord. But what did he say? The reason he said he would stay.
Yeah, the word of God.
There you go. And I read to you tonight. That's Paul's right.
That's it.
I'm not ashamed. Have you ever been ashamed of anybody? I have.
Yeah.
I've been ashamed of family. I'll share this and it's breaking our hearts, but we've been praying. My wife, she just talked to her sister yesterday. It's her older sister. She had a little problem with her eye not too long ago. She works at the hospital. She had a little problem with her eye. She's seen little flashes of light and stuff in that bother. So she's at the hospital. They begin to check her out. She had cancer in her eye. So they went in there, put something in there, radiation to kill that cancer. And they were hoping that that cancer is not spreading nowhere else in her body. Here is the worst cancer there is. No cure, no cure. Well, here, she went back to the hospital just not long ago and went to her liver. Nothing could really be done. Worst cancer there is. No cure. The family flew to Florida just about a week ago. They were going to evaluate everything. They evaluated everything and she came back and she's got to go back again and what they're wanting to do to try to give her a little time more to live. What they're wanting to do is put stents in both arteries and down there and so forth, the arteries, and they're going to drain all of her blood completely out of her. And then what they're going to do is take something and blast that liver. Blast it to try to, that those cells or whatever they are. And then, what they're going to try this. And then they're going to flush her liver all out. Probably can give her more time to live, but there is no cure. Well, I can tell you where the cure is. If thou canst believe.
All things are possible.
All things are possible. To what? To him that believes what?
Amen.
Amen. You know, the Lord called me, Brother Rose, called me to preach the gospel. It's to the end season, now the season. Amen. Reprove, correct, rebuke with all long suffering. For the time shall come.
Yeah.
That they will not
endure
sound doctrine. They will not endure the true gospel.
That's right. We're there.
We're there, Pastor.
Amen.
I said, Lord, a man can spend hundreds and hundreds, thousands of dollars to go to a football game. Season tickets a year in advance.
Yeah.
Snow won't stop him.
No.
The rain won't stop him.
Man.
20 degrees won't stop him.
Man. That's right.
But what hinders us? What hindered you from obeying
the gospel?
The gospel.
Ever slow.
I could say it this way, not adding or taking. What hindered you from obeying Christ?
Amen.
Because that is the gospel.
That's right.
If he's not first. I never allow another, and my wife would ever say, I fell in love with another man. I'd say, you better get over it now. Because I won't come in second. There's only one that she better love more than me. And I sure won't get jealous over it.
Amen.
Ask yourself, just take a survey from Monday to Sunday. How much time have you spent? I can say the gospel, but I can say, how much time have you spent reading Christ? See, when I read this, I'm communing with Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
How much time in the whole week have I spent in the house of God?
Man.
How much time in prayer? And then when I step back and I look at that, then I need to look at how much time I spent with me and others.
Yeah.
That preacher said, Lord, I'm preaching, I'm praying. Souls are being saved. What do you mean? He said, you're not spending time with me. How could that be? Very careful. What the Lord is really, I feel in my heart. Not long ago, Brother Groves, we have fell in love with the ministry more than Christ. Boy, that got quiet. They're singing groups, Mother. They're more in love with their singing ministry than they are who they're singing to. Preachers are getting into their ministry, they're preaching, they're pastors, evangelists, but they're not in love with them like they're supposed to be. I've shared with Brother Groves a little bit since I've been here. It's something. One day, preachers are retiring and they're turning it over to their son or their daughter or their grandchildren, and they're not even right with God. We want to keep it in the family. I want to make sure it stays in Christ.
Amen.
It's a shame when a preacher 40-some years, 50 years, preaches this gospel, and one day turns that church over to somebody I wouldn't even put him on the board. I wouldn't make him charge a Sunday school. Because if I'm not faithful in that which is least, Sister Groves, if I'm not faithful, you, me, anyone is not faithful in that which is least, we're not faithful in much.
That's right. There
you go. You ever read that in the Word of God?
Oh, yeah. They won't trust me.
Yeah. Isn't this something? We read more of the church when we come to church. Well, that's when I take the Bible up. I got to read something. And all week long, we didn't pick it up. Spent 10 minutes in it. You're playing religious.
Yeah.
I let my wife tell me she loves me once in a while.
That's true, brother. Lord, help us, Lord.
God wants that everlasting love.
Yeah, he is.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Amen.
Don't fall in love with him when you're dying. You better be in love with him when you're dying. I know some people, when they get ready to die, they got so long they start making a will out. He that doeth the will of my Father.
Yeah.
He that heareth the word of God and does it.
Amen.
The same is Mary's out there, your mother. I said, my brother. Your sisters are out there. Your brothers are out there. Who is my brother? If this is not the center, the focus of everything in your life, you better start examining yourself quickly. Amen. There's people love their animals. There are people that will scream for partial birth abortion, but if you happen to hurt a dog or something, they'll be having the law on you.
Amen.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
I'm telling you the truth.
Crazy.
You hear that? When I call myself a Christian, you know what I'm saying? I'm Christ-like. I'm like the Christ. Church, I'm not ashamed. We are a debtor. It was Paul saying, I owe a debt I cannot pay. But I'm willing to do everything. I am a debtor to the gospel. I don't like owing debts. But there's one you'll never be able to pay in full. You know why? He paid the debt.
Yeah.
He also justifies us. Cleanses us. Sanctifies us. Engrafts us. And thank God, when he didn't spare the natural, how much more? That wild branch, that olive, contrary to nature. It kind of bothers you at times as an evangelist. Not long ago, I was in a church and know the brother, love him, and it's something that God gives you a message to preach, and you know what the Lord's giving you, but the pastor gets up and he says, how many here's got a testimony? Hardly nobody says nothing. I said, oh Lord. Now I get up there and I'm planning on preaching about it. You go overcomers by your testing. You know what the devil says? He's preaching on you. That's like Brother Groves would get up here and says, how many's got a testimony? Somebody said, thank you, Lord, I come to church. What a testimony. Catholics fill the churches, Baptists, Methodists, Presbyterians, that. Do you hear me? Amen. And maybe one or two. And then, the thing about it, does anybody want prayer? Why, nobody comes. Altar calls made, and they sit there and they look at it like it's something strange. Like there's something I might catch if I go down there. And then you know what God's giving you to preach, and you know good and well you're going to get up there and preach on exactly what he was saying. And it's like the enemy almost said, you better preach something different. Because all you're doing is getting up there preaching on them now for what he was saying about it. I can do nothing against the truth but for the truth.
Right.
Amen. Yeah. We call it a house of prayer. The Lord said we've made it.
Yeah.
When that church falls in love with that gospel, you have fell in love with Christ. And then he says, all right, I told the devil, I will surely tell my church. The same thing I told the devil, I will tell my church. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by
everybody
that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And the devil takes him on the pinnacle. It's not being the Son of God, is it not? And you don't the devil come and say, is it not written?
Yeah, he do. Yeah.
But when you know the Christ, you can say, devil, it's written again. Brother Groves, would you come?